بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that behold, it is only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hearts experience tranquility, serenity. All of us desire to have, to attain sukoon in our lives. Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised sukoon. Allah gives sukoon only to the believers and to those who are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. To have sukoon, this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have the peace of mind, tranquility of the heart, you feel at ease, you feel the calmness, that peace within yourself. This is a very great bounty of Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person may have the riches of this world. So many kings, they have different types of material possessions. And the glitter and the glamour of this world, the enjoying the embellishments of this world, however, they don't have sukoon in their lives. But a simple durvesh, simple Allah wala, he is obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and therefore he is enjoying sukoon with whatever little food and whatever little possessions he may have in his life. Simple life, but yet he is enjoying peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. Why? Because he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A disobedient person, his life will always be full of anxiety and restlessness. As the Arif Billah, as the Hakim Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned such a beautiful example, which we have heard previously. He gives the example of a compass, place the compass in the ground, it is at ease, the needle will be facing the direction of the Qibla, it will be at ease, it won't be moving, it will be still. The moment you pick this compass up, you start shaking it, you find the needle as though it becomes agitated and restless, and it moves this way and that way. Until you place it down again, and after some time, it has been moving rapidly, it decreases its speed, and then again it settles and faces the Qibla. Exactly like that is the life and the heart of a believer. The moment a believer is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's calmness in his life, there's peace, tranquility, serenity. But if a person then becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll find becheni, restlessness, like the needle of the compass moving this way and that way. There's no sukoon. Why? Because now he is enjoying haram pleasures. He's enjoying that illicit relationship. And that illicit relationship, a few minutes only will give him some pleasure. He'll derive pleasure just for a few seconds, few minutes, few days, few weeks. And after that, there's only Jahannam in his life. Few seconds he has taken the drug. For those few seconds he feels on a high. But after that, there's only misery and turmoil in his life. Person is stealing, taking people for a ride, deceiving his customers, his clients. For those humans, when he's made that extra money that he has made and profit, for that he is enjoying himself, but after that only misery and restlessness, becheni in his life. So like the needle of the compass, when it is, the compass is placed on the ground, the needle is at ease, it is facing the Qibla, like that a believer's life, his heart feels its sukoon that Allah Ta'ala puts on his heart when he is facing towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One poor person, a faqir, had visited a badshah, a king, and he looked around at the different enjoyments of the king. And then he expressed a desire, how I wish I had all what you had. You're so lucky, you're so fortunate, you got everything for yourself. The king invites him for supper that evening. So this faqir is excited, king has invited him. And when he goes to the king's house, the king has laid the Dasar Khan with different types of food. Not just a 10-course meal, maybe 20-course meal. The person is looking around, there's chicken, there's vegetables, there's different types of fruit and food. But as he's about to enjoy himself, just above his head, the king has got a sword hanging on a little thread. Just a thread hanging above him. There's a sword above him. And suspended by a tiny little thread. And this person is now looking at the sword. And the king looks at him. The person is restless, anxious, agitated, he's fearful. The king asks him, what is wrong? Enjoy yourself. He said, Hazrat, Baksha, I can't because the sword, anytime it will fall on me, I will be injured, I'll get hurt. My life is at stake, my life is in danger. The king said, this is exactly our life. Outwardly, we seem to have all the glitter and glamour of this world, but we are always parishan hal. We don't know when some enemy might attack us, when this may happen, that may happen. So it seems everything so glamorous, and we're enjoying ourselves. It's exactly like the pop stars we see in this world. And all the different types of people, the so-called heroes that we find ourselves, Allah save us, many people, the youth especially, they begin to worship these people. Their life is only a life of turmoil and misery. Outwardly, they have put all that makeup. It's a pretentious life that they are living. Inside there's no sukoon, there's restlessness. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, gave an example that a person has a white kurta and he's very careful about his appearance. So one little stain on his garment will make him restless. Sometimes the pen begins to leak the ink. So there's a big smudge, there's a stain on the kurta. Immediately he wants to take it out. Why? He's particular about his white kurta. Like that, the heart is white, but then a stain comes on the heart because of sin. Now if a person does not remove that stain like on his kurta, it will remain there. The smudge will be there, the stain will be there. People will see it, he'll feel embarrassed, he'll feel restless, he'll feel uneasy, he's particular about himself. So he washes it. Like that, a believer, when he commits a sin, the moment he commits a sin, like after the month of Ramadan, sometime a person may have slipped, he's committed a sin, he went back to some evil habit, immediately now, remove that stain from the heart by making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, sincere tawbah, istighfar. If a person does not do that, the stain is going to grow in size, will become larger and larger and larger, the heart becomes dark. It actually becomes dark, like the smudge or the stain. Or he gave the example of a person working in some workshop. Take a blacksmith, somebody who's wearing an overall, he's working all the time, there's stains, oil stains on his garment, and the overall is black. So he's got all his stains, but it won't bother him. Another 100 stains may come on his overall, because it's black in color, or it's got a dark overall. So he's not going to show the stains. So he won't be bothered. Another 100 stains comes on his garment, it won't affect him. Like that, a person engrossed in sins, ma'asiyat, all the time, guna, 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 no tawbah, no istighfar, no dhikr, no inabat illallah, no turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not bother what sins he commits. So his life will be full of sin, sin, sin. May Allah save us. Like the person who has a white kurta, he is particular, not a single stain must come on his kurta. He washes it immediately. Like that should be our condition of our heart. The moment one small slip, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. The moment they commit one guna, they've oppressed themselves, they've done wrong, they've disobeyed Allah, they may remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they seek repentance. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, I read somewhere that he used to make this dua, اللهم أسعدني بطاعتك ولا تشقني بمعصيتك. Oh Allah, make me lucky and fortunate by obeying you. Oh Allah, help me to obey you, and by obeying you I'll be among those who are who have got sa'adat in their lives. They are lucky, they are fortunate ones. وَلَا تُشْقِنِي بِمَعْصِيَتِكَ. Oh Allah, do not make me wretched and miserable by disobeying. So a person who disobeys Allah, his life is full of misery, wretchedness. His life has got no peace, no serenity, no sukoon. And we can feel when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will take the name of Allah, and you close your eyes and you ponder over Allah's greatness, and you forget everything besides Allah, which we term as ma siwallah. Ma siwallah, you take everything out of your heart. And for those few seconds, you only ponder and reflect over Allah, Rabbul Izzat, Allah who is most loving, who is most kind, who is most generous, who is most powerful. He is our Khaliq, He is our Raziq, He loves us. And then you take the name of Allah, I promise you will forget all your miseries of this world. But if we're just making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no concentration, we're not making a little bit of effort also, we're not bothered, then what's going to happen? Then we're not going to get the true feeling of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh mentioned that there is so much of lazzat in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of our sins, so we make the dhikr of Allah and at the same time we go after that and we commit sins, so we do not feel the real enjoyment of dhikr of Allah ta'ala. We don't get the true enjoyment of obeying Allah ta'ala. Why? Because we are spoiling it by doing the opposite, that is disobeying Allah. But if we only obey Allah to the best of our ability, make a slip to by istighfar, dhikr of Allah ta'ala, then we'll get the true enjoyment of dhikr. Then when you hear the name Allah, our hair will stand up. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers, when they hear the name of Allah, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. That trembling of the heart is not like a person is scared of some lion or some animal coming to charge and attacking. No, that trembling out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala is out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his ashiq, the name of his ashiq, beloved, the lover, the name of his lover has been taken. So immediately something happens in his heart. And that is what we need to acquire in our life. How will we get that sukoon? By obeying Allah Ta'ala to the best of our ability. If you make a slip, tawbah istighfar, immediately wash away the stain and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will make us, give us that sukoon in our life. May Allah grant me the sukoon, grant all of you the sukoon, so that we fall in the category of this verse and we feel the meaning of this verse. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Misal durus sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك Allah mari guna ko maaf farma hamari khataon ko maaf farma ya Allah forgive us all of our sins ya Allah every single sin we committed my Allah major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly in the darkest of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah ya Allah tu ghafur rahim hai ya Allah ya Allah cleanse and purify our hearts hamare dilon ko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha Ya Allah, give us that himmat and taqat and Allah to refrain from all type of gunas, my Allah. Help us, give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, not to commit sins, my Allah. Help us to control our gazes, my Allah. Help us to control our thoughts. Ya Allah, let us not have any evil thoughts in our mind, in our heart, my Allah. Protect our hands from haram. Protect our tongues from haram. Our feet from haram, my Allah. Our limbs from haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Protect us from drugs, my Allah. Protect us from cheating and deceiving and lying, my Allah. Grant us a good akhlaq, my Allah. The akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our lives be filled, ya Allah, with your obedience, my Allah. With your love and ishq and ishq muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us hayatan tayyiba. Give us a pure life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that sukoon, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that, ya Allah, peace and tranquility of our mind in our hearts, my Allah. Make us your lovers, my Allah. Protect us, guide us. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, ya Allah. Give us yaqeen, your azad. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of your dhikr. Give us the sweetness of making sajda before you. Make us enjoy our tilawat of the Quran, our dhikr, our ibadat, ya Allah. Increase our iman. Give us tawfiq of doing good amal. Ya Allah, give us good mawt, mawt in Medina Sharif, bari'un jannatul baqib. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren, make them the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have requested du'as. So many are sick at home, some are in hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajim, mustaqir, da'im. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from this pandemic and virus, my Allah. Ya Allah, this bala that has come into this ummat, my Allah. You alone know best what is the haqiqat of this virus, my Allah. Only you can remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us. Do not make this third wave come in and make us, Ya Allah, sick and full of misery, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, your power. Forgive us, my Allah. We have wronged, we know we have done sins, we have committed sins. We acknowledge, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah istighfar. Protect us, protect our families, our friends, our communities, our masajid, my Allah. Hey, my Allah, we're begging you, Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Let there be no regulations against us, against our masajid, my Allah, upon us in any way, my Allah. Don't make it be difficult for us, Ya Allah, to come to the masjid, my Allah, to read salat with ease and comfort. Forgive us for the wrongs we are doing, my Allah. You have given us so many chances, my Allah. We promised you and then we break those promises. And that is why, Ya Allah, we are not seeing this azab going away from us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, guide us, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah, but you help us, my Allah. We are in the ummat of your beloved Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for all the ni'mat you have given us, especially the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of being the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ni'mat of reading your salat with jama'at in your masjid. Do not take away this, my Allah. Do not take away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, ya Allah. Allah, help the Muslim ummat wherever they are suffering, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine. My Allah, we made dua to you, my Allah. Allah, I didn't so the ceasefire. Ya Allah, but it is not the end, my Allah. You know well, my Allah. You know what atrocities are still taking place, my Allah. You know the zulm that is taking place. Protect our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Grant them a life of sukoon and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, ya Allah. Accept all the jais, murad, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Ya Allah, the Mubarak months of Hajj will be coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have made niyat for Hajj, my Allah, last year they could not go. Ya Allah, make it be possible for them this year, my Allah. You open the sabil, you open the road, my Allah. You are Fatah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who is in control of everything. It is your Kaaba, my Allah. It belongs to you. You are the Rabb of the Kaaba, my Allah. Haramain Sharifain belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open your doors for Hajj and Umrah with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know how we are pining to stand before Ruza Mubarak, before our Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to see as-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of this, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين